The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Pay me everything right now.
I be whipping through the city.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Check your watch. Check your watch. It's your boy Joey Dawes, and we at WWDB 860 AM. Get money, get love. Radio show and podcast. Let's go.
I be whipping through the city. I be whipping through the city.
I hope y'all ready today, man. Today we bringing y'all a new segment called I Talk, You Listen.
I be whipping through the city. I be whipping through the city.
First up,
iced out nowhere.
First up, if you want to come. I really want to talk to y'all, man, about Puff Daddy. I mean, it's crazy work out here. This is crazy work. No bail. People of color, we have to keep it real. We have to keep it real here. People of color get in these positions. Maybe not by all they're doing, but it is intensely overwhelming that people of color are not subdued to the same laws as everybody else. There are people not of color that don't have to deal with things like no bail. You know, there are a long list of people that got released on their own recognizance, whatever that is, you know what I mean? But it just blows your mind. It's like all these other people get off. All these other people, I mean, it's just, I mean, I just can't come up with the words right now. I'm not even going to lie. You know, people for the same crimes as Puff Daddy have gotten bail. You know what I mean? I know what Puff Daddy did was terrible. It was wrong in so many ways, no way to look around it. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about justice, okay? And the system that surrounds it is just, it's not fair. It's catered to people with money. And in Puff Daddy's situation, because he's a person of color, it still hinders him. Having money still hinders him in these situations. Yes, what he did was terrible. We can't fold that anyway. No, you know, but you got to look at the situation. He's being accused of a lot of things. Brendan Paul, drug mule, you know, I mean, obviously the racketeering, all this other stuff. But you should be allowed to go home and kick it with your family. You should be allowed to be free until proven guilty. But because he's a person of color, he's guilty before he's innocent. It's not the other way around for black people. And I know people don't say it enough. That's why I'm on here. That's why I have this platform. It's crazy. I mean, look at it. Look at it. People, all types of people. There's a long list of people, not of color, that go home, no questions asked, $1 million bail. And why is that not the same for Puff Daddy? There are people out there that believe that's not the only reason, okay? P. Diddy started a group, a black political party. Yes. And you can sign up for it, I believe, today. I heard about it through listening to Instagram or whatever, Dr. Umar talking about it. I mean, you got to look at that. You cannot ignore that. The fact that he was about to jump on Kamala's campaign and go ham and bring in the culture, for real? P. Diddy snatches votes. That's what he could do. He could sway the election because black people make up a huge population of America. It's just huge. Something like 50%, you know. They were saying things like, if you vote for Donald Trump, you're not black. Or you don't have friends that are black. And, I mean, I've had conversations about it. And I somewhat look at it something like that. You know, it boggles the mind. money or not. I mean, America is headed for some type of race war. You have to just keep it real. And you see who is at the forefront of it, creating division. It's crazy. It's crazy. There's no other way to say it. But, yeah, I want to know what y'all think. You know what I mean? I really do. I want to know what y'all think about this Puff Daddy situation. I understand what he did was wrong. It's terrible. You know, it's almost unforgivable, the things that people have seen him do. You know, but you got to look at the facts, okay? There's not a lot of facts in this, you know. There are negativities, but there are not a lot of facts so far. I want to know what y'all think. Hit me up, 888-728-9941. You already know what it is. About to go to commercial. I want to know what y'all think. Tap in.
I'm having bad dreams in the afternoon and that's paranoid. Yeah, yeah. That loud screaming and it's laughing to the shit annoying. I've been running, 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 still I can't avoid it. Trigger fingers started bugging, I just, yeah. I'm having bad dreams in the afternoon and that's paranoid. Yeah, yeah. That loud screaming and it's laughing to the shit, yeah. I'm having bad dreams in the afternoon and that's paranoid. Yeah, yeah. That loud screaming and it's laughing to the shit annoying.
Moving on, moving on, moving on. You know what I mean? But definitely call it 888-728-9941. I want to know what y'all think about the Puff Daddy situation. Is he being treated fair? You know? I want to know that. I want to know, is P. Diddy being treated fairly with no bail? Same crimes as everybody else that got bail. Okay? So, we're moving on. So, I want to talk to y'all about a good person. A good person by the name of Joseph Marone. Founding partner of Second Justice. Shout out to the executive director, Michael Pomerantz. The two consultants they got working with them are 20J Mattia, and Gregory Stover. This is a nonprofit called Second Justice, okay? Their track record is insane. You know, as a black man, you know the history of people being jailed, okay, for long periods of time without doing the crime, you know, without evidence and all that. So I just want to send a shout out to them. What they do is amazing. Second Justice, go look it up. You know, great people, man. And just a few flowers right here. A guy served 28 years. Walter Agrod, I think it is. They got him off. Michael White, 46 years, home now. William Franklin, 44 years, home now. Howard White, 40 years, home now. Arkel Garcia, 11 years, home now. This is a track record, and I'm sure there's more, of good people. You don't find people like this all the time. I consider them like, you know, third good marshals of the lawyering industry. I'll say it like that, you know, because if you've been in the system or know about the system, then you know it's kind of a business, you know, and it's not good for the person that has to come there. You know what I mean? It's for a citizen, it's bad business, you know. For the government or the, you know, the state, that's good business for them. They rather you just pay the ticket and keep on moving. They don't want you to fight. You know, I have a different approach to that. I believe in you should always fight no matter what. You know, otherwise justice won't come. They're not going to give it to you. It's like life. Nothing's free. They're not going to give it to you. So I just want to send a shout out to Joseph Marone, stand up guy, heavy in the community. And what he's doing is a beautiful thing. People coming home, reuniting families, doing things, man. You know what I mean? 46 years, let me repeat that, 44 years, 28 years, 40 years, 11 years, people home now. I just think that's amazing work. That's amazing work. Crazy. Blessings, blessings. I appreciate y'all. You know, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Check your watch. We turn. Where that? We do this, baby. GetMoneyGetLove.com.
Say they get money. Yeah. Where that? Where that? Where that? Where that? Okay. They say they get money. Where that? Where that? Where that? Where that? They say they get money. Where that? Where that? Where that? Where that? Where that? They say they get money. Where that? Where that? Where that? Where that? They be trying to pull me over cause I'm always smoking. Bad, bad, big crib and the door's open. Look in my eyes, you can tell it. Brand new Tesla. And yes, I'm smoking in it. I'm taking pull at the
what's good, what's good, what's good, what's good? Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your little break, but we back. I'm going to talk about a little sports right now because NFL is crazy. It's crazy right now, especially the NFC East, okay? The Eagles, let's talk about them. Crazy, crazy, great offseason. The only reason they're winning now is because of their offseason. They had a monster offseason. It makes you look at the other teams and just say, what were you doing while these guys were working? You know, Saquon Barkley, possibly the biggest pickup the last 10 years. You know, I'm going to say this. If they didn't get Barkley, they would not be winning right now because I got to admit, Hurts is throwing to the other team. Green Bay, wow. I mean, almost threw the game away after having picks already. Picks already. Almost do two at the end of the game. And I mean, I just got to talk about Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk Cousins. Believe it or not, when Hurts threw the ball to Barkley, he dropped it. I thought to myself, this about to be one of them moments. I took out my phone and got the recording to prove it, okay? I told my friend, she's an Eagles fan. I said, I have to record this moment. It's about 4 minutes long is the video of me filming the TV as Kirk Cousins mows down the Philadelphia Eagles defense, which I think they have a great defense. I think their defense is insane. 2D linemen from, okay, out of space. Linebackers, secondary's tough, but the way Kirk Cousins moved the rock was powerful. It was just powerful. I just had to record it. Insanity. Who they got this weekend? Let me see who the Eagles play this weekend. Because it's just dangerous. Oh, they got the Bucks. Beatable team. But I believe the Eagles are going to struggle. No Brown. No, who's the other receiver? Devontae? No. The other receiver's down. Anyway, they got the boy McCoy or whatever. He's a player. And they got Dotson, who might show up this week. Yeah, I mean, he might show up this week. But they are, they to have all those names on paper and every game, they be close games. They should be blowouts, it looks like, on paper. They should be able to control the game. But they keep running into problems. I don't know what it is. But Kirk Cousins, a minute, 15 seconds, all the way down the field. Didn't do it all game. Game on the line, drives down, scores like they've been doing it all afternoon. The Eagles don't look like a playoff team, Super Bowl team, nothing right now. They look like regular Joe Schmo, just keeping it real. I mean, let's touch on the other teams in there. Cowboys, off season, nightmare. No business done. No players acquired of superstar. You know, no. Elliott came back, terrible decision. Dak got paid. I'd have gave him a 1-year contract to prove himself. You know, even though him statistically, he's a baller. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He just got to win a Super Bowl. But he still could be in the Hall of Fame without winning the Super Bowl. Because his numbers, I mean, for every year he's been in the league, they have been up to par. Yes, it's a fact. So far, he has choked in the playoffs. That's where it matters. That's where it matters most. You know, but Elliott, Pollard leaving, bad decision. Bad decision. Horrible. Now y'all got the Giants tonight. They got the Giants tonight. I might watch it. I might not. Because Daniel Jones can surprise you. He can play. Giants can play. Their defense is winning games. You know, crazy. NFC East, it's just wild right now. So, look, the Redskins shocked the Bengals. A crazy story about this game is, like, I don't bet a lot, but fourth quarter, I watched a little bit of the game back and forth on Red Zone. And I was like, what's missing? And I thought to myself, McLaurin touchdown. So I placed a bet on the last drive of the game for the Redskins to win and McLaurin to catch a touchdown. That's how they won the game. I think I won about $500, a $10 bet. Thank you, FanDuel. But I only did that on FanDuel because DraftKings was, the website was acting funny. Well, yeah, that's where I was with it. So, I mean, shout out to the Phillies. Got to say shout out to the Phillies. Okay. Castellanos, is it? Is that his name? Almost had a cycle. I learned about what a cycle was. I'm not going to drop it down to y'all because I feel like, you know what I mean, you got to be a baseball guy to know that. So I'm going to contain that information. First round bye. That's big in baseball. Home field advantage. Bye. That's love. So shout out to the Phillies. Shout out to Harper. You know, Bryce Harper, he's a monster. Just a monster out there. Let's see, man. That's what it is right now, man. I think we're going to take another break, relax, and get our minds right. See what's going on. It's 80 degrees it's going to be today. Make sure you got them air conditioners running, even though it looks like it's about to be a hurricane out there. It's supposed to be 80 degrees. Stop playing, man. Wear that T-shirt. Don't put no, I won't see nobody with hoodies on and ski masks today. Stop playing with me. I could have had some
some haters come running your spot. Stop playing with me. I could have had some haters come run your block. Stop playing with me. I could have had some shorties to come lay you down. Stop playing with me. Cause them haters always on gold, they ain't playing around. Stop playing with me. I could have had some haters come running your spot. Stop playing with me. I could have had some haters come run your block. Stop playing with me. I could have had some shorties to come lay you down. Stop playing with me. Cause them haters always on gold, they ain't playing around. Stop playing with me. Could them let them do it to you, but we let them rock. Stop playing with me. Because you gave me every reason they come get you dropped. Stop playing with me. But why would I let them touch you just cause you ain't no better? Why would I risk all this money that I could be making and just let you mess up this cheddar? Stop playing with me. I want a new way, P. You won't hear no TikTok. Stop playing with me. They trying to see new ways.
Look, before we cut out of here, I've been doing a lot of soul searching myself. And behind the scenes, I do a lot for a lot of people. So I'm going to tell you all about me real quick. So in 2017, my little brother was murdered in Morristown, New Jersey. The person's name of the house was Jay McCray, okay? He told the police this elaborate story, which they did not believe, which he is still free. There's also another story. Because I obviously have a lot of friends and I've investigated the murder myself. They said that there was no one else there, but literally there was an entire party at the house. I actually saw all the people on the other side of Ott's Tavern after I had got the call and pulled up after riding around searching for wherever this had happened at. Yes, it's hard to talk about. But anyway... So, my brother had went to a party with a friend, ended up being stabbed. Other friend went to the hospital. I'm not going to say he's his friend yet until he resurfaces. But this other kid went to the hospital for a wound that he supposedly got while he was at this house. He was threatened by police not to speak up, okay? So, but I know a lot of people anyway, so... One of this kid's friends, James McCray is his name, his friend, told multiple people now, actually, because a couple people brought it to my attention, but I said, we already had that conversation. Said it wasn't James McCray. Said James McCray only said that so his friend wouldn't get in trouble and they could make up a self-defense thing. James McCray told the police that two black men broke into his house. They know that to be a lie because the windows were broken from the inside going out and not the outside going in. They said there was bats. Said they broke in the house with bats. There was no bats there. There was no nothing there. The police know he's lying. They know he's lying. But because of who this guy's father is and another thing that I had heard that the police were spoken to before the 911 call was placed. I have on good authority that certain police officers were individually called before the 911 call was placed, which I think is crazy because shortly after that, after this murder, a couple of these officers... retired, young guys, you know, as well as the police had a relationship with these kids from a 6th, 7th, 8th grade all the way up into high school, maybe even younger than that. I found pictures online of the officers with these kids as coaches, okay? So there's a connection there, which means the cops knew their father, probably friends, okay? They've known each other 20-plus years, probably. So they had to be some type of friend. So that's why I always think there's a weird connection there. And I'm going to leave you with this, because we're going to talk about this every week now, okay? They don't want justice for my brother. They never have, never will harass him when he was alive. I had to call the police chief myself and ask them to stop harassing my brother. They don't want that case solved. It's too many people involved. It's too many people that can be sued. I'm talking bankrupt a whole town because of the negligence. There's tampering with evidence. Okay? Who's the coroner guy? Forget what they call them. Is that was coroner? Okay, so this guy, I have the paperwork. It is labeled a homicide. The newspaper said, they just said what the police told them to say. So it, public opinion, it makes my brother look like he was doing something he wasn't when he was just going to a party. Came from Philadelphia at another party. You know, everybody knows the truth, but it's like they even have a girl that's on the 911 call that says she wasn't there. But me being who I am, I sent it to a forensic audio engineer. And he had told me that is her. Because I had a recorder of her speaking that I had sent to him, okay? And he compared it and he said that's her. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That means she lied to the police too. They don't know what the consequences of these things are, but they're heavy. It's called what? Perjury? You know? There's a lot of things that goes, you know, it's a lot of things where it's like, we just want justice. They know who did it. They interviewed the guy 2 times. I'm not going to say his name just yet, but you'll hear it soon. I assure you. With that being said, stay tuned next week. We're going to tap into this. We're going to dive into this. I'm going to bring some of his friends, family up so y'all can speak to them directly. You know, I might even bring people in here that can really talk about what James McCray told them. You know what I mean? You know, his own friends. They know what happened. Police know what happened. Brownton County know what happened. But in all, they don't care. Just another black kid dead, end the story. And that's what it really is. Y'all already know what it is. Get money, give love. WWDB AM 860 Radio, Get Money, Give Love Radio Podcast. We out of here, baby. Bless. Not a regular, but I still want to do it. Hit them with the vibe when I match up to it. Microphone check, DJ scratch up to it. Scratch up to it. You leave with the brother from the west side. But I let my brothers on the east side. And the crew looking cool, yeah, I'm too fine. Got my best friends with me on the left side.